This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And on our show this hour is author and movie maker Dinesh D'Souza. I got to tell you something. He has some unbelievable comments to make about where we stand in society these days, and we thought you'd enjoy hearing from him. Then later on, attorney and host of the new show on Oxygen that is entitled Killer Relationships, and that's Faith Jenkins. Barry Minko has a three-part series that's streaming right now about his Ponzi scheme. I have to tell you, you have to listen to this because this guy is very brazen, and I don't know if he's very brave or what the story is, but it's an interesting story. And then Dr. Carl Saltz will be talking about depression. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. I was just telling our next guest before we went on the air that I'm delighted that he's with us. He was born in India and he came to the United States at the age of 17, graduated from Dartmouth College, worked in the policy advising department of the Reagan administration. He's penned over 20 books. Four sensational political documentaries. Three, of course, were the top 10 highest-grossing political documentaries ever made. He's got a brand-new book out that I have in front of me. I read it. It is sensational. It is called The United States of Socialism. Who's behind it, why it's evil, and how to stop it. Joining us right now is Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you here, my friend.
Hey, Ron. It's a pleasure. Glad to be on with you.
I got to be honest with you. This is quite a book, and I appreciate you coming on and talking about it. What's somewhat staggering is the fact that there are so many people out there right now that are leaning towards socialism. I don't know where they got it from because, you know, since the collapse of the USSR and the Cold War, that was not a hot topic. But now it is here and it is quite frightening. Tell us about it.
That's why I wrote the book. If the collapse of socialism was one of the biggest stories of the end of the last century, surely the revival of socialism in the 21st century, kind of in its movement into the American mainstream for the first time in our history has to be huge. I wrote the book. I conceived it, of course, before coronavirus, before all these recent riots, before the sort of occupation of the Seattle Autonomous Zone. But it's quite stunning to see how these developments have vindicated this idea that you've got a socialist left now, which has new ideas, new tactics. They will stop at nothing. They don't really have a very high regard for the Constitution, and they're trying to transform America as we know it into a socialist country, into the United States of Socialism.
Now, we talk about the millennials here, with half of the millennials that you state have this positive opinion of socialism. They get it from everything that we hear and read in the news media when it comes to free everything, college loan debt, Medicare. Everything is free because they got this thing saying that if you have a lot of assets, if you have a lot of money and I don't, why shouldn't I share in yours? Where did that mentality come from? I seem to think millennials have never experienced Vietnam Wars, Korean Wars, World War II. They don't know, I don't think, where this is coming from, and they're infiltrating the Democrats, who, of course, always believed in that and somehow have changed their course of action.
You know, it's coming from academia. It's coming from the universities, and it's also coming from the media. So these are two huge megaphones on the left. When I was a student at Dartmouth, I had come as an immigrant from India at the age of 17. I found myself on the Dartmouth campus, and I was really quite shocked that there is almost no discussion in the American university about how wealth is created. There's a lot of discussion about things like, how did we extend the prosperity of America to previously excluded groups? It's as if that is the only story. But of course, to me, the prior question is, how did this country come up with the idea of rights in the first place? How did it go from being from the poorest country in the world, one of the poorest countries in the world, to being the richest country and most influential country? So, ironically, these young people have been propagandized by their professors. They have been force-fed, if you will, a leftist doctrine that turns some of them into very uncritical, almost intellectual robots. So that when I say things to them on the campus, they always look at them like I slap them in the face, because a lot of the stuff I tell them, they've never heard before.
Well, you know, there was, of course, the famous statement by Nikita Khrushchev back in the late 50s, early 60s, where he said, I really don't need to go in and do anything with America. They will self-destruct within their own educational system.
Very interesting. And Lincoln said something quite similar a century earlier. He said, if America ever dies, it will be by suicide. It's not going to be because some external power invaded us. So socialism here, I think, to me, is the antithesis, the opposite of the American dream.
Absolutely.
The American dream is about building up. The socialists are ultimately about stealing and pulling down. Mm-hmm. And when I see them pulling down, not just Confederate monuments, they're pulling down the monuments of Abraham Lincoln. In Britain, they pulled down the statue to Winston Churchill. So these are people with a pathological hatred for what the country stands for. It's kind of frightening to think we've bred them in our own country.
They tore down the statue of Christopher Columbus. Now, that's not even a political statement for all intents and purposes. What do you describe as identity socialism? I think this is pretty interesting.
Well, historically, socialism has been about the class struggle, the rich and the poor. According to Marx, the poor, represented by the working class, would revolt because they would be so miserable and they would overthrow the capitalist class. But see, that never happened in Marx's day, and it's never happened in the world anywhere to this day. So the left has now realized we can't rely on so-called class grievance to have a revolution. We need to find out a way to foment racial grievance, for example, gender grievance, the division between straights and gays, between legals and illegals. So identity socialism, a term kind of I coined it, but it refers to the marriage between classic socialism, the class divide, and all these other forms of division that the left now pushes. Those are the divisions of identity politics.
How did the Democratic Party get sold a bill of goods here with people like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? How did they penetrate what was a different Democratic Party 30, 40, 50 years ago?
I think what happened is that the Democratic Party relied on the working class. If you looked at FDR, his base was the white working class. Now, ironically, in the South, that working class, the white working class, was actually racist. And the Democrats loved it, and they tapped into it, and they used racism to build a solidarity of Democratic stronghold in the South. But starting in the 1950s, white people, particularly in the South, began to become less racist. A big reason for this, by the way, is Hitler, his doctrine of racial supremacy, the concentration camps, that whole thing became completely discredited. And so racism began to plummet all over the world, but especially in the South. And so the left realized, this was under LBJ, we can't count on white racism racism. We need to figure out a new kind of strategy. And so what's happened is that the left has basically now forgotten about the working class. They fully expect a white working class guy to be at a Trump rally, and they are trying to divide the society every other way. So their point of using this identity socialism, racial divisions, gender divisions, and so on, is to create a majority coalition of oppressed victim groups. So hoping that they can create 51% that way, so they can then loot the remaining 49% and try to sort of dominate our lives.
Could this be the catalyst for what's happening in the streets right now? Could this be about George Floyd, or could this be a reason why the leftists take a hold in the streets and being sold a bill of goods for all intents and purposes, if I can say that?
Well, the George Floyd killing was an opportunity for racial reconciliation for the simple reason that every conservative I know saw that video, me included, was speechless with anger when we saw it.
Right.
And we said so publicly. So here was a case where, in a sense, in public life, no one disagreed. And so we could say, wow, this is fantastic. The whole country ultimately has a laser-like focus on this. We can clearly find some reform and fix these things. We can try to root out the bad cops so that we only have the good cops. But of course, what the left realized is that this unity is bad for them. They said we need to come up with a narrative that goes way beyond George Floyd. Not that we need good cops, we basically need to defund the cops. Why? Because cops are racist. And why are they racist? Because they're part of a racist institutional structure. Our capitalist system is racist because it's now married to white supremacy. America is racist. And it's been this way since 1776. If not even before. So basically what they did is they foisted this large and, to my view of thinking, bogus narrative on top of George Floyd, and then they stood guard on it and said, if you disagree with our narrative, you're against George Floyd. So this is the sleight of hand that causes me ultimately not just to oppose the looters and the rioters, but to oppose the narrative of the protesters as well.
Okay, could this backfire for the Democrats in the 2022 election?
Massively. I think that Trump needs to simply step up and say, listen, not only am I the guy who built the economy and can rebuild the economy in the aftermath of coronavirus, but I'm the guy standing between you and the kind of chaos and mayhem that the Democrats are proposing and are seemingly okay with. Even though Biden said, I'm not going to defund the police, he genuflects or takes a knee before this narrative. He's ultimately a kind of front man, and the left is hoping that he will stay in his rocking chair and they will be running the country.
Well, Dinesh, it's a great book, United States of Socialism, Who's Behind It, Why It's Evil, How to Stop It, by our guest Dinesh D'Souza. And I hope, Dinesh, that you put this into the fifth documentary that you did, because I think that'll even have a greater impact, my friend.
We are doing it. It's going to be called Trump Card, so look for it later this summer.
And we look forward to having you back, okay?
Look forward to it.
Thank you, Dinesh. Our special guest has been Dinesh D'Souza. The name of the book is The United States of Socialism, Who's Behind It, Why It's Evil, How to Stop It. And quite a guy, there's no doubt about it.
Hey, Ron. Hey, thanks very much. Enjoyed it.
And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Nine Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today all across the USA and around the world. Well, our next guest is quite a lady. She is an attorney and legal commentator, media personality. In 2014, she joined MSNBC as a legal analyst. She is currently presiding judge over the long-running courtroom series Divorce Court. She spent time in the Manhattan's district attorney's office, and her new show, premiering this Sunday on Oxygen, is called Killer Relationships, and the second show, which follows, is called Real Murders of Atlanta. Joining us right now is attorney Faith Jenkins. Hi, Faith. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me.
This is a fascinating series, and I would love to have you go into the first one, which is Killer Relationships, because that primarily centers around, and correct me if I'm wrong, things that start off real good, like love and marriage, and end up real bad, like murder.
Yes, and it's so relatable to a lot of people because we've all had relationships, and most of us have had relationships that haven't worked out at one point or another. And this show really asks the question, though, what makes people go to the extreme when a relationship is ending, where separation is not enough, divorce is not enough, just going your separate ways from someone is not enough, but someone actually had to die. So we, you know, there's a 1 in 5 murder victims are killed by an intimate partner in the U.S., Ron, and we really showcased, we pulled 8 cases that we thought were so compelling, and we showcased them throughout the series. And, you know, Ron, you did ask me before we started if I was hosting both of the new shows that are premiering this Sunday. I'm just hosting Killer Relationship, the one that I'm talking about now.
The show that follows it on Oxygen is very much related to it, and that show is called Real Murders of Atlanta. By the way, the first show that Faith is the host of airs on Oxygen on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and then followed by Real Murders of Atlanta at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Oxygen. Tell us about some of the circumstances that surround this, because you bring up a very valid point, and that is, of course, it's one thing to say, I'm going to walk away from this relationship, this marriage, but there's another one that says, I not only want to walk away from you, I want to destroy you.
It was really fascinating to research. When we were researching these cases, it was really fascinating because to one extent you have someone who's committing such an extreme and brutal act, but so many of these folks involved were pillars in their communities, people thought. They were the first episode you see on Sunday, Michael Blagg, and we tell the story of Michael Blagg and his wife Jennifer and their daughter. He was so involved in his church community. He was a former a military person. People thought that they had this great marriage on the outside, but you never know what's going on behind closed doors, and that's exactly what was going on with him. He had a secret, and the big twist of the show show is when we reveal and discover the secret that Michael Black had in his life that he did not want people to know. When his wife finds out what his secret is, and it's not another lover, it's something else, when she finds out what it is, he is hell-bent on no one else knowing. And so he said in the end, he would keep her quiet forever.
One of them takes place right here in the Orlando area where we originate our show, at an Orlando nightclub called If I Can't Have You.
Yes, and that's another theme you'll see in the episode. So you want to go your separate ways, you want to break up, but if I can't have you, I don't want anybody else to have you either. And in that case, that was the case with Griselda Castemajor and her lover, and there's a murder there by an ex who cannot get over someone moving on and moving forward and being in another relationship. And so he just loses his mind. What's interesting is, in so many of these stories, it's not this heat of the moment, oh, I just saw this person out with somebody else and I just lose my mind in this moment. A lot of them are premeditated, they are planned, they are thought out, and even the cover-up is thought out and planned in advance. So it's not one of those, I just lost my mind in the heat of passion. And that is what is intriguing for a lot of these cases, the level of planning and opportunities that people thought they would take to kill someone.
Okay, that's premeditation. Now let's talk about the passion part of it, all right? Is that a defense? Passion, the immediate emotional thing that kicks off some of these murders and aren't pre-planned, is that a legal defense that holds up, Judge?
You'll see, because we go through the trial. We go all the way through to the trial, and some people try it in the heat of the moment. This happened, and they try to bargain with that and get a manslaughter conviction or something of that nature. But the trials in all of these cases, all eight of them do go to trial, you'll find that the investigators in these cases were really adept in getting to the bottom of why this happened. We had a couple of perpetrators that were able to evade law enforcement, one for years. And so when they're finally brought to trial, you really get into the defense that they do put on and how the prosecutors are able to get past it and get convictions and some level of closure and accountability. There's no real justice when someone's life is unfairly taken because you can't get them back. There is some level of accountability.
Is it difficult to not show a little compassion for some of these people, especially when feelings are so strong that, you know, that they're blinded at this point? And it's always amazing me, and you brought it up earlier, where someone is madly in love with one another and not only don't like them, they want to destroy them, but is in some cases a sad scenario.
Well, they're all sad. I mean, I think a lot of these stories are heartbreaking, but people are going to be really invested in their love stories in the beginning because most of us have been a part of love stories.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be really invested in the love stories and in the victims because of the way the stories evolved. And in every case, in every show, there's a twist.
Mm-hmm.
There's a twist. And people in their families and in their lives, you'll see them say, no one saw it coming. You won't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. And that's when you really start to look at the psychology behind what happened. And we get to the real, true question of what true crime fans want to know, and that is why.
Why, yeah. Well, I will be watching. I tell you, it sounds like a show that really has a lot of tentacles to it, and I wish you much luck with it, Faith. And again, the show is entitled Killer Relationship with our guest, Faith Jenkins, premiering this Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Then another show called The Real Murders of Atlanta on Oxygen comes on right after that. Faith, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with the program, and please don't be a stranger. Join us again soon, okay?
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it.
You have a great day. Wow, what a show. I urge everybody to check that one out. That's going to be interesting, to say the least. It's tough. You know, you're married or you're together, you love each other, and bingo, everything goes to hell in a basket, basically. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russian forces are now shelling Ukraine. Russia claims that some of the shells fired were from a government-held part of eastern Ukraine and landed on their side of the border. Earlier, separatist leaders ordered a full military mobilization. President Biden and his defense chief are convinced that Russian leader Vladimir Putin has made the decision to invade. Secretary Lloyd Austin in Lithuania.
For months now, Russia has been building up its military forces in and around Ukraine, including in Belarus. They are uncoiling and are now poised to strike.
At a security conference in Munich, Vice President Kamala Harris warned that Russia would face unprecedented financial consequences if it attacks Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey, live all across the USA and around the world. I am very enthused about talking to our next guest. When I saw this come across my desk, I said, we need to get this gentleman on. And it is called The King of the Con. Joining us right now, and we'll be explaining it. It's a three-part series that exposes our guest, Barry Minco. Hi, Barry. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Privileged to be on, Ron. Thank you so much for having me.
Barry, I want to set this up before we talk about the details, because I watched the trailer, and I was absolutely enthralled by this. I am absolutely amazed at what you've done. As a youngster, 16 years old, you started a business. It was a carpet cleaning company called Z-Best. And at 16, it became very successful. Before you even graduated from high school, you already put it on to the New York Stock Exchange. You went on to make a lot of success, but then people found out that this was a Ponzi scheme. So you got released from prison after a rather lengthy sentence for a young man, and you became a pastor of the San Diego Community Bible Church. You got married. You published a best-selling book on your crime. You used your criminal background to help identify other cases of potential fraud. You even worked on a movie about your life story, and you even went to schools and talked about fraud. And then you went back to it. How does this all happen, Barry? I mean, and when I watch you talk, it kind of looks like you're bragging about it.
Yeah, I think it's very important. Ron, one of the things is that's certainly not the case. First of all, early 2020, a bunch of people came at once and said, hey, you know, we want to do this story. So my wife and I and family met, and we said, yeah, let's do this, knowing that it was going to be very painful to bring up the past. But you got to remember something, Ron. I did 15 years in prison. Go back to the financial crisis of 2008. You're not going to find anybody who did, you know, for me, I did 2 7.5-year stretches for a white-collar offense. So I paid the price for my crime. So my point in doing the docuseries was to never appreciate the significance of the offense, but be enthusiastic and not boring and engaging when telling the story, because I want to reach people who lie to get money, who violate positions of trust, who are secretly living a double lives, and say to them, I did 15 years, so you don't have to. So that was a key motivation to do it. The other side of the story was, reason that I did the series was I really wanted to encourage people who have given up, who have battled with addiction their whole lives, who have gone in and out of prison, who have violated a position of trust, who are hurting, and say to them, listen, you didn't defraud God. I did. That's the worst evil in the world. I've been in and out of prison twice. So listen to me. I've done more evil than you, and if there's hope for me to get my family back and life back, how much more hope is there for you? Please don't give up. So those are the two reasons I did. And I do tell the story enthusiastically, but never appreciate the significance of the offense, and always in the backdrop of having done 15 years in federal prison, didn't get away with anything. So anybody who has anything negative to say in the context of that's why he went to prison for so many years and his kids grew up without him.
You did embezzle, as a pastor, a lot of money from the church.
Yeah, the restitution for the church is $3.8 million. 800,000 of that is the IRS. The majority of that is a mortgage loan that I obtained illegally, but you are right, commingling funds. But listen to why the evil rationale, Ron, that'll resonate with your listeners. Here's what I said to myself. I'm uncovering fraud. I'm on 60 Minutes. I've uncovered 12 frauds for $1 billion. I'm working undercover for the FBI in Bermuda to closing down an investment fraud. They're not paying me. They owe me. So commingling funds, keep this going, is really okay. That's the evil moral compass that me and perhaps others have used to justify evil behavior. It's not just the ends justify the means. It goes much deeper than that. It's, I have to get this done, commingle funds, keep this thing afloat for the greater good. But that greater good is really evil, but we can't see it at the time. Which is why also I'm doing 325 milligrams of OxyContin every day. So I'm a pastor preaching on weekends, and then by night I'm addicted to OxyContin for a sustained period of time, documented by 2 rehabs that I went to shortly, and I'm having an affair, and I'm doing insider trading. So how do you reconcile those? Always with this lying moral compass and the drug use, I just want nobody to go through what I did or use that rationale to justify evil, which is what I did.
Bernie Madoff had a massive company in stock and paper chases that he had for his investors. Did you do this by yourself?
Yeah, so, and I know you know this, but just for your audience, Ron, the first place, CBEST, was a Ponzi scheme. What you left out about that was the mafia's involvement. So I'm in high school, secretly involved with the mob. I never could have gone public without them. They're the ones who introduced me to the lawyers and the accountants that eventually got me public. So when I got indicted, you know, I thought I was going to die because the mob was going to kill me. Well, I didn't testify against the mob. I went to trial, 4.5 months, got 25 years. So in the CBEST case, that was a Ponzi scheme, an accounting fraud. To your point, you are correct. But the mob was involved, although never indicted. No one ever went to jail. The church thing had nothing to do with the Ponzi scheme. The church thing was insider trading. Lennar, their stock went down based on a report I issued and the commingling of funds within the church. So it wasn't an investment fraud scheme. And you bring up a question that I've done many interviews and nobody's ever asked, and I won't answer it because I don't have any co-defendants in the church case, and I would never speak to the fact, did he or did he not do it alone? I take full responsibility, but the nail on the head, but nobody was indicted except me. I take full responsibility. I don't blame anybody else, but you bring up a very good point. Kind of would have been hard to do it alone. I'm guilty. No other name would I ever mention. The feds, you know, never indicted anybody but me in the church case, so I take full responsibility. But in the Madoff case, I remember Steve Croft calling me because we had just done 60 Minutes and said, do you think he was acting alone? And I said, here's one thing. When we who lie and perpetrate fraud, we don't want to tell a lot of people because we don't want them to have anything on us so they can go to the cops and blackmail us. So perpetration of fraud happens in secrecy for a reason, to preserve the duration of the fraud and to make sure that, and to avoid anybody leaking information. So I hope that makes sense.
When you're talking with the mob, now, you know, you talk about investors, and not just you in general, but mostly of people that, you know, do a Ponzi scheme. They're worried about their investors. They're worried that they're going to have some kind of retribution, and they're worried for their safety. Now you add the mob into that.
Well, here's the thing. The mob never lost a dime. Remember, they helped me get loans for kickbacks, and they had million retrading shares that they bought at a nickel and the stock went to 18. So they sold it on the way up and shorted it on the way down. They never lost a dime, and they never went to jail. And to no credit of me, the victims of the ZBEST fraud got 90 cents on the dollar. Judge Liu's courtroom in Los Angeles, there was a settlement like years later, and it was a great victim recovery, not because of me, but because plaintiff's lawyers. So that was a good thing. 90 cents on the dollar was recovered. But you're absolutely right. And every theme that I've uncovered and am now uncovering has one common denominator. It's called the cure. Ron, we want to pay everybody back. We want to go legit. I was at ZBEST. My stock would have became free trading in January of 88. I would have sold a million shares, pay out the mob, pay off the Ponzi scheme, and gone legit. That's the lie I told myself. The company went bankrupt in July of 87. I missed it by 6 months. So everybody who perpetrates fraud to sleep at night has a cure that we invent that makes it all okay. Look at Elizabeth Holmes. The mini lab will have eventually work, fake it till you make it. I empathize with her rationale. I'm not condoning what she did, but how could I judge her when I use the same rationale?
Yeah. Well, you know, I could talk to you for hours on that. And I want to, next time we chat, I want to talk about if you're ever sorry that you didn't go on a legal path because you're a smart guy. And also, I'd love to know what you're doing today.
First of all, anytime you want me on your program, I'd love to. I'd be honored. You call me, I'm there. Secondly, the work we're doing now with law enforcement, Ron, my greatest fear is law enforcement is hopelessly overwhelmed. The social media has created investment fraud opportunities like I've never seen in my life. Returns guaranteed, promised investors of 10, 20, 30%, returns so high that if they were true, they wouldn't need to raise money in the first place. These investment scams are prevalent over social media. Investigative reporters, newsrooms, short on staff, don't have time to investigate them. So the public is sucked into investment fraud after investment fraud, and I've been following Judge Hicks, which he said, Barry, no more public companies, uncover fraud in private companies. I got my old team together, and over the last 2.5 years, we've had some success, and we're going to try to be on the front lines to protect investors from investment fraud.
Now, it's the king of the con, and it's going to be on the Discovery Plus. It is streaming, and our guest has been Barry Minko. Barry, I look forward to your return. You're a fascinating individual, and I hope that things in the future go better for you, and sounds like it is. So thanks for joining us, Barry. Join us again, okay?
Thank you, Ron. Bless you, bro.
Wow, what a story. I always say that these people who get themselves involved in the Ponzi scheme, It takes a lot of guts, takes a lot of nerve, and I'm not condoning it by any means, but I will tell you this, if they put their efforts into something legal, they probably have been successful and not affected so many people's lives by stealing their money. We're going to take a quick pause. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Today, and joining us right now is a doctor who is a clinical associate professor of psychiatry. We're going to talk about stress and the effects of that stress. Joining us is Dr. Gail Saltz. Hi, doctor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good. Thanks for having me today.
This is a very serious issue because it is tough. You got stress. You got anxiety. Anxiety is not uncommon.
It's surprisingly common. Many people feel stressed. And the reality, which is feeling that you have to impress all these things can really stress people out, and sometimes they're alone. They don't have a lot of people to be with. Of course, the pandemic may be adding to that, and these things together can create a lot of anxiety or sadness, for that matter.
That is called SAD, which stands for Seasonal Affective Disorder. This could lead to some real bad mental issues.
Seasonal affective disorder is a type of depression that tends to occur in the winter most commonly. And the reason for SAD is actually has to do with the less light and the shorter days. And some people are sensitive to that. It affects the brain. And they do have this experience of feeling sad most of the day, having difficulty with sleep, with appetite, can't concentrate. Maybe they feel highly irritable or very lethargic and tired. And they're not taking pleasure in things that they used to. But even people who don't have SAD can have the feeling. And you know, you could have depression just separately and anxiety separately from SAD. It's a kind of a perfect storm, you know, at this time of year. And coming off the pandemic, we've really seen these numbers rising as people are more stressed with a lot of uncertainty.
Nearly 20% of the population say they feel that way. That's a lot of people.
A lot of people.
I think a lot of individuals equate this kind of thing with loneliness. It doesn't have to be loneliness, does it? I mean, you could have a house full of people, a business with a lot of employees, associates. It really doesn't mean that somebody who is retired or shut in or ill or can't go out or in a storm for 6 months like you are up north, it could be anyone.
It could be anyone. You know, you bring up people who have lots of people around them. You can have lots of people around you and still feel lonely in the sense that you don't feel intimately connected and able to be really talk about how you're feeling with anyone. So even with everyone around, if you're kind of keeping those real feelings to yourself, you still might even feel lonely, even as many people are there. People, they may choose to drink more alcohol as a way of managing how they're feeling, or use drugs more, eat a lot of junk food, and they're not getting enough sleep. And these things also can contribute to negative mood, to feeling sad or feeling bad.
One of the hardest things in diagnosing an issue, and I'm assuming that drug abuse and alcohol abuse fall into this category, is people admitting it, saying, I have a problem. How do you get people to recognize this problem? They've had it for a better part of their life. They just think it's a way of life. And when they recognize it, how do they proceed to correct it?
Well, you bring up a good point. I think, frankly, stigma for far too long has
right.
kept people from individually recognizing that there's something going on. I think we really tackled stigma, and I think that people understand that the brain is the most important organ and that mental health affects physical health and that you need to treat yourself if something is going on in terms of mental health. So hopefully people can be more honest with themselves about how they're feeling. But importantly, sometimes you lose your judgment about that, as you said, if it's been going on for a while. So people around that person, if you see someone is struggling, is having a hard time, is not their self, seems sad to you, it's important to ask them, hey, I see you seem sad to me, or you seem anxious to me. What's going on with you? And let them tell you what's happening and talk to them about the value of treatment, how important it is. And frankly, if there's someone close to you, help them get treatment. If people are looking for treatment, they can look for resources. It could be a therapist in your area. You speak to your physician to get a referral. Telehealth is very available and actually equally as good as seeing someone in person. If you're looking for resources, you could go, for example, to nextgen.com/nextgenmind, and that's NextGen with the letter G, to look for or get numbers to call to find a therapist. And it is really important to get an evaluation, to get an assessment of what's going on and what kind of treatment is best for you, whether that's psychotherapy or medication or if it is seasonal affective disorder.
I'm going to mention to you if there was a difference between an in-office call or a telehealth call. And I thought to myself, well, it's got to be, that's kind of a foolish question because it's got to be the in-office call. But after thinking about it and hearing you talk, I think a telehealth call sometimes might be better or at least equal to, because you're in your own surroundings and mm-hmm. you're not like feeling like you're going to the dentist or something where you're always on guard, you know.
Right. Well, for some people, they are comfortable in their home. And, you know, if you're really depressed, sometimes it's just hard to get out and go to the appointment because you feel, you know, very lethargic and fatigued and or anxious about it. And so just having it be there in your living room, basically, is a big boon for some people. And the most important thing when you're doing treatment is to do it, you know, and to do it regularly. So we would rather have you via telehealth, quite honestly, if you're going to be able to do it once or twice a week, than if, you know, that's going to be difficult for you to get to somebody and actually do it.
Let's go back to the item you mentioned before about the stigma of it, okay? Because that is a very valid point. Politicians certainly don't want to let it be known to the general public that they have seen a psychiatrist. People think that they've been to a psychiatrist and there's something mentally unbalanced with them. People in industry, people who are sometimes in the entertainment business, although that's pretty prevalent there. How do you take your career and say, look, it's more important to be healthy than it is worrying about it, and is there any time in the future that you could foresee that this stigma would go away?
Yeah, I think actually we're already making progress. If you think about it, how we thought about mental health issues, even, you know, 20 years ago, we've already made progress, and part of the reason is that some people are willing to come forward. Celebrities, sports figures, role models, and leaders are stepping forward. I am struggling. I have struggled. I need to get care. I'm getting care. Those people, particularly younger people, are helping the next generation to be more comfortable, to realize that the reality is close to half of all Americans at some point in their life will struggle with a mental health issue. If that's the case, you're far from alone. It shouldn't be in the shadows, and it is important to take care of yourself. If you got diagnosed with diabetes, we'd say, hey, you better see the endocrinologist and get care for that. Your brain is an organ, just like your pancreas is an organ, and if it's not well, you need to see the appropriate kind of doctor to take care of that. I think more and more people talking about it, sharing their stories, not having a judgmental reaction, is helping us to destigmatize these mental health issues. And I do foresee a time when this will not be an impediment.
Where can we go, doctor, for more information on this?
You can go to nextgen.com/nextgenmind, and there you'll find these links and these phone numbers for organizations or private places.
Our guest has been Dr. Gail Salt, Clinical Associate Professor of Psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to do so. Thanks for having me.
And there's more to come live nationwide with Ron Sedgy today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
$5 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today, and I want to thank you for joining us for the past 2 hours, and I also want to thank our stars for making their time to come over by our show, and they include none other than Pat Boone from the Moody Blues, John Lodge, Adrienne Barbeau, a beautiful actress, Dinesh D'Souza, author and movie maker, attorney and host of Killer Relationships on Oxygen, Faith Jenkins, Barry Minko, talking about a Ponzi scheme that he created, and, you know, it's paying for it these days. And then Dr. Gail Saltz. We'll look for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.